Greece makes an 11th-hour pitch to stave off collapse and ruin. There's a water war going on in the Middle East, and what challenges are coming to U.S. religious freedom? We'll find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece is in trouble. That's really an understatement. The country is a breath away from bankruptcy. Nobody has any cash, and that's causing problems for everybody. We caught up with AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis in Greece this week. With banks closed to guard against a run,
there was also widespread fear of basic necessities running out. Gas stations around the country ran out of gas. There was a run also on supermarkets, and a lot of shelves were empty.
With a referendum slated for Sunday, voters have to decide if they'll support economic overhauls and budget cuts for more emergency cash. Will they stay in the eurozone or not? There are more rough times ahead. What to pray for?
We pray that as we continue to help people in the point of their need with basic stuff like food, clothing, at St. Luke's Hospital by providing medical care, that we will continue to have the opportunity to share the good news.
Ever heard of a water war? Well, that's what's happening in Iraq right now. ISIS and Turkey are drying up the Euphrates River and causing internally displaced people, or IDPs, to lose food and water. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
This, unfortunately, is not unique. And so whenever the Islamic State is cutting off water or cutting off entry points for people to get access to food, water, other materials, it affects not only the region, but all the surrounding regions as well.
Open Doors is trying to help believers, but just like the river, their funds are drying up.
Currently, there's a $20 million gap in, for the most part, food supplies, and it will be for a while. So Open Doors is there for the long haul, but we are in need of the body of Christ worldwide to stand with these believers.
Open Doors needs your help to provide for 10,000 IDPs in Iraq. You can find some links to help at our website. This is Mission Network News. Persecution remains a problem for India. According to a global human rights report released by the U.S. government, violence based on religion was one of India's top challenges in 2014. There have been around 600 cases since Prime Minister Modi took office, and Christians were targeted in a third of them. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says Modi was a long-term member of the RSS.
Every single Indian should be a Hindu. That's kind of their bedrock philosophy. So Prime Minister Modi, when he came to power, brought that sort of ideology with him, and it basically set a tone that Christians are not welcome and that the government will not actively work to protect their religious freedom.
Find ways to strengthen the body of Christ in India at our website. Most importantly, keep them in your prayers.
Pray for the church there, but also pray for the persecutors. Pray for Prime Minister Modi.
In Uzbekistan, not only is access to the Bible limited, but it's actually illegal for Christians to meet in a religious setting. Known believers are constantly watched. However, millions of Uzbeks are traveling to Russia to find jobs, so Operation Mobilization is able to reach them in a country where evangelism is legal. Even when some of the hidden church plants stumble, other believers have come alongside them to reignite their faith in Christ. Hear their miraculous stories with a link at our website. And Christians are being persecuted more than ever before in the Middle East and other regions. But what about the West? According to the Baptist Press, a new study by Lifeway Research indicates 39% of Americans believe Islam threatens their religious freedom. More than half of Americans believe religious liberty is on the decline, but mostly because of government regulations. Despite all this, Muslims are turning to Christ in record numbers. Read the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, if you have a question about any of the stories you heard on today's broadcast or would like to support us, just call our resource line. It's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up for our e-news blast absolutely free. Go to missionnews.org, just fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's the link at the top at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.